Why don't we just stand up and just start to bless the Lord a little bit? I worship you. Let's sing that. Almighty God, there is none like you. Let's sing it, come on. I worship you, O Prince of Peace. That is what I want to do. I give you praise, for you are my righteousness. I worship you, Almighty God. There is none like you. Yeah, let's see, come on. I worship you, Almighty God. There is none like you. I worship you, O Prince of Peace. That is what I want to do. I give you praise, for you are my righteousness. I worship Almighty God, there is none like you. I'd just take just about 3 minutes right where you are to just find a place of prayer. And why don't you just start to pray in the Holy Ghost as Brother Jesse goes back there and gets us together. Hallelujah. Just start to pray in the Holy Ghost right where you are. You might want to kneel at your seat or just sit there. Hallelujah. Bring those tissues over here, please. Just pray right where you are. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Thank you, Father. We love you, Father. Hallelujah. Turn it down. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We love you, Father. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Come on, pray in the Holy Ghost. That's what church is all about. Amen. How many of you are filled with the Spirit? Amen. Now find yourself a partner and tell them something good is going to happen to you. Let them know, say, something good is going to happen to you. Open that door. Y'all up? You ready? Something good. Ready? something good.
Yeah, something great.
Some, just right. Just right. It's gonna happen to you. It's gonna happen to you. Let it happen to you.
Something good. With a smile on your face. Come on. Something.
Something good.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
Something just right. It's gonna happen to you. Gonna happen to you. Let it happen to you.
Something good.
Something good,
something just right.
Something just right. It's gonna happen to you. Gonna happen to you. It's gonna happen to you.
I don't think they believe you. You might just have to find somebody, look them in their face and tell them that. Is that right? Look somebody in their face and find somebody and say it. Say they're really serious about this thing. Tell them something good.
Something good.
Yeah.
Something just right. It's gonna happen to you. It's gonna happen to you. Gonna happen to you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I feel rain, I feel it falling down on me. I feel rain, I feel it falling down on me. Former and latter rain together, I'm not talking about the weather. The Holy Ghost rain is falling down on me.
I feel rain.
I feel it falling down on me. I feel rain. I feel it falling down on me. Former and latter rain together. I'm not talking about the weather. The Holy Ghost rain is falling down on me. I feel the rain. I feel rain. I feel the rain. I feel it falling down on me. I feel rain. Former and the latter rain together. I'm not talking about the weather. The Holy Ghost rain is falling down on me. They were rocking and a rolling down the streets of Jerusalem. The people thought that they were crazy, 'cause they were having so much fun. Peter said, these are not the drunken youths and fools. They're just very, very filled on the Holy Ghost. This is that spoken by the prophet Joel. This is that fell on the day of Pentecost. Pouring out today. It's so fine. God's the wine. This is them. Spoken by the prophet Joel. This is them. Fell on the day of Pentecost. out today. It's so fine, it's so fine. God's new wine. Thank you, Lord, for the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Lord, for the Holy Ghost. He's my comforter, my helper. On Him I can depend. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Lord, for the Holy Ghost. He's my comforter, my helper. On Him I can depend. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for the for will, no more bondage, no more bondage, no more bondage. Why? I am free from the enemy, who the Son set free is free indeed. No more bondage, just glorious. No more bondage, no more bondage. Bondage, just glorious. What's that next part? I don't have to be sick. I don't have to be poor. Why? Because I am free from the enemy. Who the Son set free is free indeed. No more bondage, just glorious. Father, hallelujah. God is so good, isn't it? Breathe on me.
Breathe on me. Breathe on me. Holy Ghost power. Breathe on me. Yesterday's gone. Today I'm in need. Holy Ghost power. Breathe on me. Breathe on me. Breathe on me, breathe on me, breathe on me. Holy Ghost power, Holy Ghost power, breathe on me. Yesterday's gone, today I'm in need. Holy Ghost power, breathe on me. Rain on me, rain on me, rain on me. Rain on me, Holy Ghost power, Holy Ghost power. Rain on me, yesterday's gone. Today I'm in need, Holy Ghost power. Rain on me, rain on me, rain on me, Holy Ghost power. Holy Ghost power, rain on me,
burn in me. Burn in me. Burn in Holy Ghost power.
Holy Ghost power.
Burn in me. Yesterday's gone. Today I'm in need. Holy Ghost power. Burn in me, Lord, burn in Holy Ghost power,
Holy Ghost power,
burn in me. Yesterday's gone, today I'm in need, Holy Ghost power, burn in me.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Why don't you just find somebody and let them know that you love them this morning and everything's going to be all right. You can give us some life. You can play softly for us.
Praise God. Hallelujah. You're in G. How many believe prophecy? I advise everybody in this room just to stand up just for a little bit. Amen. Come on, y'all. We want to praise God. Amen. We were here on Friday night, and we figured out that we had a word of prophecy, and God told us to shout, everything's going to be all right. Tell somebody. Say, all you got to do this morning is shout just a little bit. Look at somebody, tell them to shout. Y'all believe it?
You all shout.
Come on, Chris.
Everything is gonna be alright. Shout. Everything is gonna be on. You wanna shout?
Shout.
Everything is gonna be on. You wanna shout? Everything is gonna.
He's working it out.
Come on, everything is gonna be God with the voice of triumph. Everything, He's working it out. Everything, everything is gonna be alright. You wanna shout?
The Bible says if there's any sick among you, you can call for the elders of the church, and they'll pray for you, and the prayer of faith will raise them up. Amen. So is anybody not feeling good this morning? I think we got one. Amen. Hallelujah. How many of you got that supernatural faith? Rita's going to take the amen. Somebody thought my keyboard was sick this morning and laid hands on it with oil. Why don't you stretch your hand to Brother Chad this morning and tell him everything is going to be all right. Well, praise God. This one's sick over here. You're not feeling good, brother? You're not feeling good this morning? Oh, you're just coming for prayer, huh? You're just coming for your heart problem? Okay. Where's Grandpa? Hallelujah. Huh? Go ahead. God bless you, baby. Hallelujah. Good things are happening.
Everything is gonna be all right. Get out. Everything is gonna be all right. You ought to shout.
Everything.
Everything is gonna be alright.
I believe in miracles.
Let's slow that down a little bit. Come on.
I believe in miracles.
Come on.
I believe in miracles.
You ought to shout. Everything is gonna be alright. You ought to shout. Tell her everything's gonna be alright.
You ought to shout.
Everything.
Everything is gonna be all.
He's working it out. Hallelujah. Everything is gonna be alright. Shout. Let's bring that down real low. Y'all can be seated if you want to. Let's just keep that going just for a while.
Thank you, Lord, for the Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah. Well, somebody, how many of you are glad about the Holy Ghost? You can take the Lord off my voice. Amen. How many of you are really glad about the Holy Ghost?
Well, praise God.
Why not have a good time this morning? Is that all right? We're just going to be covered. We're going to pick up where we left off on Friday night. Is all right? Somebody say, thank the Lord. Well, praise God. Y'all can come on out of there. Amen. Hallelujah. Why don't we go to Proverbs chapter 15, verse 13. How many want things to get better? How many want things to get better? No, come on, look at me. Y'all just sitting up there like, oh, I can stand it to be like this just a little bit longer. Amen. How many said, I need to get better right away? Well, listen, if anything's going to change, what changes things? Prayer changes things, but prayer mixed with what? Prayer mixed with what? Changes things, and faith is what? Substance. So that means you can see it sometime, right? Faith without what? Faith without what? Oh, Lord. Somebody say works. It's dead. So you have to hear God and believe God and do something about it for it to do something, right? Hallelujah. How many want to be participants this morning? How many want to be participants? Or you just want to be listeners? You can be listeners, and you can listen for about 20 years. Yeah, anybody been one of those listeners for 20 years? You just listen and listen, and find, sooner or later you do one little thing that makes a difference. You know, well, as soon as you start to do, then God starts to do. Amen. But you have to listen to the word before you can do. Amen? And then you start to put some action to it, and then things start to happen. Now, I don't want anybody lying in the church this morning, but if you got some things, some good things happening in your life as a result of your faith, wiggle your fingers. Oh, come on. Oh, well, praise God. Just say, only by faith this thing is going on. And it's a good thing. And you know what? It can only get better. And I'm going to let you figure, I'm going to teach a couple things to make it a little bit easier for you. Amen? We figured out that, you know, we got to be built up in the faith, right? Building yourself up in your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. How many of you are baptized in the Holy Ghost? Everybody needs to be baptized in the Holy Ghost with the evidence of speaking in tongues. You need to do it more than once. You need to do it all the time. Amen? You're not going to be all that God wants you to be when you're not baptized in the Holy Ghost. Don't even come there with me with that. Amen? You need the Holy Ghost. And everybody that's baptized in the Holy Ghost gets a prayer language. Amen? And you must use that prayer language. Amen? It's for you today. That's what the word Christian means. It means one that's filled with the anointing of God, filled with the Spirit. Amen? And they laid hands on them that they might receive the Holy Ghost. And they received the Holy Ghost. And these were people that were already saved. They were already baptized in Jesus' name. But they had not yet been filled with the Holy Ghost. Amen? So if you want God to do something for you God's way, you need, first of all, you need to get baptized with the Holy Ghost. Amen? And you need to build yourself up in the most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. And there's one other thing that we believe. Amen. And I'm absolutely certain, on, especially in this series of teaching, everybody say the word joy. Say it one more time. Joy. I tell you what, the Bible says the joy of the Lord is your strength. Hallelujah. And I'm so tired of seeing little Christian weaklings all over the place. Devil beating them here, devil beating them there. Amen. It's like soccer, you know. You know, the devil just kicking them all over the place. But you need a little bit of joy. Amen. So you might have a little bit of strength. So there are several ways that you can build yourself up. One way is praying in the Holy Ghost, and we are all convinced with that. Amen. Look at somebody in the face right now and say, you need to pray in the Holy Ghost. And Paul said, when I pray, when my spirit prays, my mind is unfruitful, right? Paul said, when my spirit prays, my mind is unfruitful. So praying in the Spirit is just not praying as the Spirit leads you. Praying in the Spirit is praying in the Holy Ghost. It's a holy, it's a spirit language, the language of heaven. Amen? How many of you are praying in the Spirit every day? Oh, come on. How many of you are praying in the Spirit every day? If you're not, you're just going to get the scraps from what you can catch on Sunday morning. All right? Now listen, another way that you can be full and have strength is Proverbs chapter 15, verse 13. A merry heart maketh a cheerful countenance. Somebody say a merry. Now that word merry, a rejoicing, a gleeful, a glad heart, a heart that's filled with joy. Now many people say, I got joy. You know, I got joy. You know, joy is not just, you know, something you do. Joy is just the way you live. Well, the Bible says, listen, a merry heart, and that word merry can also be translated, a joyful heart or a rejoicing heart maketh a cheerful countenance. So it says, so if you have joy, guess what? You should be able, people should be able to see joy on you. Joy is a manifestation. Joy is something that, you know, you have peace of God. The Holy Ghost is on the inside, which would cause us to rejoice on the inside, and it would put joy on our countenance. Somebody say, praise the Lord. So if you don't have joy visible, you don't have it, period. How are you going to be happy and looking sad? We can get so stupid sometimes and so religious. You know, someone says, I'm happy and I'm full of God. You know, and you look miserable. No, you're not. No, you're not. You know, the Bible says the eye of man is, you know, through the eyes you can see into the spirit. So from someone's countenance, you can tell where they are. Amen. Bible says man looks on the outward appearance, but the Lord looks upon the heart. Amen. But men can tell what you got by the outward appearance. Somebody say, praise the Lord. So let's get on with this. If you're sick this morning, Proverbs chapter 17, verse 22. Somebody say sick. Also, if you're always making people sick. Amen. There are some people you spend about 4 hours with, and by the end of the day, you're just sick. Somebody say amen. Anybody get them sick of people? Amen. Well, listen, if you get to church sometime, you can be in church sometime, and they don't let joy in the house of God, and they don't let the spirit of joy come into a church. Guess what? People start to get sick of each other. You get all kind of strife, all kind of bitterness. Amen, all kind of mess. I was with a bunch of people, boy, that if I were in my natural ability, I couldn't spend 2 hours with them. Amen. But I was able to endure a couple years. Amen. Why? Because joy. So let's look at this real quick. A merry heart doeth good like a medicine. That means that things are all sick and messed up. Guess what? Listen, when you get that joy on the inside of your heart, you start to live that way. Guess what? That spirit, amen, all types of infirmity, amen, that loathsomeness, all that, ugh. Somebody said, you see, people just think sickness is just a physical thing. But sickness can be translated, you know, the word infirmity. Paul told one guy in the Bible, he said, listen, take a little wine for thy stomach's sake, for thine often infirmity. Well, he was talking about it in the natural, but you can also say that for the spirit. Take a little bit of wine of the Holy Ghost, a little bit of Holy Ghost joy, amen, for your weaknesses, because the joy, somebody say, the joy of the Lord is your strength. Hallelujah. Woo, this is good stuff. We can be really basic this morning. This is going to help somebody, amen. So say, well, I'm not sick. Well, if you're sick of somebody, take a little bit of joy this morning. It'll help you get over it. Some people get sick of church. Get a little bit of joy. You won't be sick of it anymore. Anybody, how many of you said in the last 6 months, I'm just sick of this? Well, you need to saturate yourself in the presence of God and the joy of God. Amen? It's kind of quiet in here. If you say amen, I wouldn't have to. Or y'all will get blessed with an early service. Amen? Hallelujah. Listen, a merry heart doeth good like a medicine, but a broken spirit drieth up the bones. Somebody say praise the Lord. Proverbs chapter 18, verse 14. Write these notes down. You know, you're not able to accomplish much when you're depressed, embittered, amen, miserable. You're not going to receive the blessings of God like that. You're not even going to be able to go to certain levels in the spirit. Listen, your mental attitude will determine your spiritual altitude. The spirit of man will sustain, somebody say sustain, his infirmity. But a wounded spirit, who can bear? Everybody say sustain. Well, God doesn't want us weak anymore. He wants us to be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Somebody say amen. We've been talking about being stable. Some people are tripped. You know, you get some Christians that don't have any power of God in their life. He's supposed to be spirit-filled, but just as dead and just as dry. And whenever they want to make an excuse for why they don't have joy, they say, you don't need all that. You just need to be stable. You just need to be stable. You need to go to one of them stable churches. Let me tell you what. Listen. The spirit of man will sustain him. And strong things are stable. Amen. The joy of the Lord is your strength and your stability. Amen. There are a lot of people that are run off and left places in God, left the great things of God, trying to find something they can hold on to. Let me tell you what. You can go a lot farther with the joy of God in your life than without it. That word sustain means to be able. The spirit of man will make him able, or will make him a can-do person. Now, we started out on Friday night in the book of Isaiah. We can go there again. Isaiah chapter 4. Verse 4. You can have two kinds of service. You can have a listening service, or you can mix a little bit of faith with it. Amen. And when you mix a little bit of faith with it, then the power of God will start to manifest. When the Lord shall have washed away the filth of the daughters of Zion, and shall have purged the blood of Jerusalem from the midst thereof, by the spirit of what? And by the spirit of what? By the spirit of what? Everybody write that down. The spirit of burning. People have got into Holy Ghost meetings and to the things of God. Anybody ever been to a Holy Ghost meeting? Brother Hagin does Holy Ghost meetings. Thank God for him. But you get into a really good Holy Ghost meeting, several things. Sometimes you'll be overcome with the spirit of laughter, the spirit of joy. Amen. But you need to be open. Amen. To also the spirit of burning. Amen. We sang that song this morning, Holy Ghost fire burn in me. And there are certain things, certain habits. You know, sin is basically missing the mark of perfection. Missing the mark in any way. Many times you can be doing a good thing, but it's not the God thing for you. And if it's not the God thing for you, ultimately it will lead to sin. Somebody say amen. And there are certain things in your life you will never change in your life, even the good things. You will never have the strength and the ability to change things in your life and get on the right plan of God for your life, amen, until you allow God to come in with the spirit of burning. Somebody say sacrifice. When you're on fire for God, amen, and the spirit, you'll do anything for God, amen. There have been lots of religious things that I've tried to do, amen, but I've got a hold of the Holy Spirit, amen, or the Holy Ghost got hold of me. That's better, right? And it burned those things out. It will burn away all filthiness and sin. There's certain things we've been trying to do it in our own strength. We've been trying to do it in our own ability. We've been trying to do it in our own power. I'm trying to be good. I'm trying to stay on fire for God. I'm trying not to be in fear. I'm trying not to worry about things. Well, listen, all those things that are causing you to miss God's best, I tell you what, one good dose of the Holy Ghost, and there is a spirit. Somebody say spirit. Of burning. So a lot of times you get in church. Some of you, you know, proof is in the pudding. You get in church and you say, boy, is it hot in here. Anybody ever got there? And I'm not just talking about those Sundays when it's hot outside and the AC's not working too well. Amen. But you'll get in a certain service and the anointing of God will be so strong. And you figure out, why is it so hot in here? Well, it's in the Bible. It's the spirit of burning. Amen. God's trying to alter. Amen. The course of your life, he's trying to change some things. So whenever you experience, amen, burning on the inside. So one prophet said, hey, look, it's like fire shut up inside my bones. That means that God wants to change some things and do some things. But you need to be open to the move of God. You need to be open to the move of the Spirit of God and to the will of God. Somebody say amen. Amen. They're going to put up their windows. We said, rain on Judas' car. Rain on Judas' car. Look at all these other people. Amen. Let it, we'll just wait for him. Somebody say, praise God. Praise God. We're believing God. You can tell who's got AC. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Somebody say, amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Some of y'all that were running out 3 years ago, you should be happy. Amen.
Amen.
When we started Nation Church, we had this little Volvo with no AC in it. Amen. We'd go out to different services, and Jesse and I'd be rolling. No, it wasn't the Volvo. It was the Volvo. The AC was out on the thing, and, you know, we'd have Friday night Holy Ghost service, and I was used to the East Coast, different places. It's hot in Texas. You know, we'd have to pull four or five parking spaces down, amen, because we wouldn't wear our shirts to church, amen. We'd have them hanging up in the back. You know, we'd come in T-shirts. It was just too hot. But we're talking about the spirit of burning. The Bible doesn't, God doesn't want us to be ignorant of spiritual things. And many things, people think we just have this charismatic culture and there's nothing really substantial, nothing really, there's no substance to it. But it's all in the Word. The joy of the Lord is in the Word. I got up there, you know, we can teach on many different things. We can teach on sin, death, hell, the resurrection, all that other stuff. And it'll take you take you several days to get all of your material together. And I just wanted to do one. We're doing this series. I just wanted to do one on the joy of God and the spirit of laughter and the spirit of happiness. Boy, within an hour, I had about 8 to 10 pages. It's all over the Word of God. And as I got in there, I found more than, it's just not something Brother Hagin came up with, something Rodney Howard Brown came up. It was always there. We were intending to talk about this for a half an hour on Friday night. We might just be in this for about a month or two. Amen. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. And if I can keep teaching the Word of God, sooner or later, you'll hear God. Amen. And when you hear God, you will be able to act. And when you act on the Word, amen, things start to happen. There are certain benefits that you can get from joy, but you're not getting it because you're not living in this supernatural joy. We've only scratched the surface of it. We just got to church and started to laugh at somebody. Amen. But when we grab a hold of this ancient joy, we figured that out on Friday night, amen, and we start to live and walk in that, and we start to walk in that revelation like we're walking in the baptism of the Holy Spirit, what would you do if somebody came to you and said, hey, look, them tongues are not for today. I don't want you talking in them tongues anymore. It's not going to do you any good. You'd think they were crazy, right? Well, do you know years ago, people would say that, and certain silly saints would believe them and throw it away. Amen. But God's revealing more and more and more as we come to the close of the age. God is revealing a lot of stuff to us. And one of the things that we need to get on the court, on the inside of our spirit, is this joy is of God. Amen. And every believer needs to have it.
Amen.
So the spirit of burning. Somebody say, praise God. It means a spirit that sets on fire. Hallelujah. Now we're going to look at, we talked to Tizo's mom on Wednesday night. Let's go to Luke chapter 10. I want you to write a word down. Agalia. I guess that's the pronunciation of it. You write it down. You come up with the best one you can think of. Amen. A-G-A-L-L-I-A-O. You got it? A. Everybody say A.
G-A-L-L-I-A-O.
A-O. That's a Greek word. Okay? And this Greek word means to jump for joy, to be exceedingly glad, not just happy. Somebody said exceedingly glad. Has anybody ever been exceedingly glad? I mean, beyond measure. They had a $300 million lotto in several states across the country, and those people that won, when they found out the news they won, they were exceedingly glad.
Amen.
Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Exceedingly glad means to rejoice, but not just to rejoice. Somebody say greatly. And the word exceedingly means beyond measure. Uncalled for. Somebody say uncalled for. Overdone. You ever gone to a person that's over gaudy? Gaudy, it's always overdone. This is the word that it's talking about. Someone says, when you go to church, you need to act real reserved. But listen, when this kind of this word shows up, it's saying that this was exceedingly glad, overdone joy, uncalled for, beyond measure. It means it stuck out. It did not fit in, okay? Now listen, we're going to read some Luke chapter 10, verse 21. In that hour, Luke chapter 10, verse 21. In that hour, Jesus rejoiced in spirit. Somebody say amen. That means he became overjoyed. Amen. And this joy that we experience, how many have experienced the joy of the Lord? This is one reference when Jesus became overjoyed over what the saints had done. Amen. Let's go. Let's keep reading. Let's do this. Zephaniah 3:17. God said, I would that you worship me with all of your heart, with all of your soul, and with all of your mind. And I want you to realize that joy belongs to God. And God wants us to use this. He wants to steal it from the football field. Amen. He wants to steal it from the football field and steal it from the parties. You know, I was listening to some music on the way back from a trip that I was taking yesterday. And they were just jamming. I got a thing. I said, we should write a song and say, can't nobody party like a praiser. Amen. Ready to go for it. Can't nobody party like a true praiser. Amen. Yeah. But we want to take back the things that the enemy stole. Amen. Yeah. Listen, the Lord thy God in the midst of thee is mighty. He will save. And he will what? Over thee with what? He will do what? That means the influence of any violent emotion. That means go over you with, somebody say, violent emotion. The Bible says the kingdom of heaven suffereth what? And what kind of people? Take it by force. You ever wondered why it would say, what kind of Christians would they be? Violent Christians. What kind of violence do you think is going to take the kingdom of heaven? Somebody say, rejoice. Those that are glad in heart, those that are strong. Somebody say, amen. They will be able to take the kingdom of heaven or the spiritual realm by force. Now, we know that we can build ourselves up on the most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost, right? And it also said, listen, so strength, building yourself up in strength, the joy of the Lord is our strength. Listen, when we overcome and we start to get into the joy of God and we start to rejoice, guess what happened? You will violently take the kingdom of God. You will violently be able to enter into the realm of the Spirit. Some of you might not understand what I'm talking about, but some of you have been touched by God. You've realized that as you got into that joy, you might have been stumbling a little bit, but you woke up and you found yourself in a different place. You found yourself being able to believe that God is a good God, amen, that he was able to heal you, he was able to restore you, he was able to bring you out. Listen, the joy of God is a violent thing. Amen. It might be foolishness to the world, but I tell you what, it'll rip you, it'll take you right to the throne of God. Amen. Somebody say, any spiritual exercise, amen, will get you to where God wants you to be, amen, that you might be able to hear him. The Bible said, listen, in your presence is what forevermore? Pleasures and joy forevermore in his presence. And in his presence there is what? Glory. Listen, and your God will supply all of your needs by his riches in glory. So let people talk about you and think you're ignorant and think you're crazy. Violently take the kingdom of God. Amen. You can be stuck there with a bunch of people with a bunch of head knowledge, ain't getting nothing, ain't going to be able to do nothing. Amen. A crowd doesn't represent anything. Amen. It's the Spirit of God. We've not come here with enticing words of man's wisdom, but power and demonstration of the Spirit. And that's what people need to see, some demonstration of the Spirit. Amen. I can get you to come to church and you can just get what you can pick up in your head. But if I can get you to violently get into the joy of God, amen, you'll bust heaven wide open today. Amen. Somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah. So you can get there several ways. You can get there several ways. You can bring the kingdom of God to you by praying in the Holy Ghost, building yourself up in the most holy faith, or you can slip over into the other side.
Amen.
In the joy of God. Amen. Are we learning anything this morning? So say, joy unspeakable and full of glory. Say it one more time. Joy unspeakable and full of glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So it means the influence of a violent emotion of joy, to be glad. He will rejoice over thee with singing. See, he will rejoice and he will sing. He will rejoice over you with singing. And that word, they say, he will rejoice you over singing. Basically, those that interpreted that Greek word, that was the closest thing they could come up with. It's rejoicing over somebody with singing. That means that was how, that was what, it didn't just mean that he's just going to sing a hymn. See, that's how we interpret certain things. Well, he'll just sing a little hymn, and we're expecting to get to heaven, he's going to sing a hymn. It said, listen, he's going to get over to supernatural joy. Amen. There's a debar going about right now about singing to yourselves in songs, hymns, and spiritual songs. Notice that when you get into several strong Holy Ghost meetings, one manifestation usually takes place, the song of the Lord. Friday night, we were all just so intoxicated with the Spirit, we just started to sing the song of the Lord. Amen. You go out to Rhema. Amen. You go to Rhema, and they'll get into a flow of the Spirit of God. Then all of a sudden, Keith Moore will just get up there and start to sing of the song of the Lord. Amen. Well, you need to get so drunk. You know what? When drunk people drunk, sometimes they sing. You get somebody drunk in a bar, they'll get drunk, and they're staggering. Before they start fighting, they'll be singing.
Amen.
Same thing with Christians.
Amen.
Amen. Listen, it says that he will get off and he will start to demonstrate this great joy over you so much that he'll even start singing about it.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I'm going to teach it anyhow. Amen. Today is the Lord's day, all day long. I don't care about the football game. Hallelujah. Somebody say amen. Hallelujah. Listen, Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the what? What was he looking forward to? Rejoicing over you with singing. He said, as soon as I get them all up there in the kingdom of God, I'm going to have myself a Holy Ghost fit. So when he was on the cross, he was thinking not only about you, but he was thinking about, amen, his rejoicing. Who for the joy that awaited, endured the cross. So Jesus believes in supernatural Holy Ghost joy. Let me tell you what, when you get to heaven, there are a lot of people that are going to, you know, you're going to be surprised. They have church in heaven. I mean, it's cranked up. I mean, and I don't know where people are thinking it's going to be. It's all in the Bible. Praise God with a shout, with a dance, singing with the high sounding cymbals, all heaven rejoicing. Then here Jesus talking about rejoicing over you with, violently with singing. How'd you like me to sing a violent song and start to praise God violently? Amen. Some church you go to, they put you out. Try to put Jesus out. Somebody say praise God. David had the spirit of praise on him. Amen. He praised himself right out of his clothes. Hallelujah. Somebody say practice.
Practice.
Glory to God. You're going to be thoroughly convinced in the joy of God. And you can study it yourself. We can come to, well, Brother Hagin shared this. Brother Rodney said this. This is what Jesus said. This is what the Word of God says. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Listen. John chapter 8, verse 56. Somebody say ancient joy. And everlasting joy shall be upon their heads. We study that. Listen. And everlasting joy shall, therefore the redeemed of the Lord shall return and come singing unto Zion, just like Jesus. See, that's why they said come singing unto Zion. It's basically the same word. And everlasting joy, the tongues of fire will be upon their head. Somebody say praise God. But right here, listen, that same ancient joy, somebody say ancient joy, manifested itself. Not just somebody was happy about it. Somebody say the ancient joy. You got a real, there is a joy of the Lord. Notice that if there wasn't a joy of the Lord, it would just say joy is your strength. But it said the joy of the Lord. There's a joy of the world. Amen. There's a joy, you know, a counterfeit out there. But there is a joy of God. And this ancient joy, listen, manifested itself right here in Acts, in John chapter 8, verse 56. And your father Abraham rejoiced with ancient joy to see my day. When he saw it, he was glad. Now, see, that's our English language, but you look at it, when he saw it, he was overcome with supernatural Holy Ghost joy. Somebody say, praise God. Praise God. Ancient joy. Acts chapter 2, verse 24. Hallelujah. Whom God has raised up, having loosed the pains of death, because it was not possible that he should be holden of it. For David speaketh concerning him. Him is who? Jesus. Who's him? I foresaw the Lord always before my face, for he was on my right hand, that I should not be moved. Therefore, somebody say, therefore, did my heart do what? And my what? My heart rejoiced and my tongue was glad. Moreover, my flesh shall also rest in hope. Somebody say amen. Because thou wilt not leave my soul. This is Jesus. Thou wilt not leave my soul in hell, neither thou wilt thou suffer thine Holy One to see corruption. Thou hast made known to me the ways of life. Thou, for with joy, will men draw from the wells of life. You ever see? Thou hast made known to me the ways of life. How to receive this life that God is talking about. One way to life is this joy unspeakable and full of glory. Notice, thou hast made known unto me the ways of life. He said, listen, my heart rejoiced and my tongue was glad. Amen. My tongue rejoiced because you've made known to me one way to life. Joy is a way of life. Just not something you do to act stupid in church, but thank God we can. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. I'd rather stagger around in church so I can walk straight on the earth any day. Yeah. Hallelujah. One way of life for you. If you want to start to live, I told my friend Dean last night, I said, listen, there is nothing the world could give me. I don't want any of it. I found life and life more abundant. This is a good life. But some of you are missing out on the best that life has to offer. The best that God has to offer comes from joy, unspeakable and full of glory. Don't let anybody steal that from you. That's the devil. The devil comes to steal, kill, and destroy. Amen? Yeah. He's tried to ravish this area. He's tried to stomp out people praying in the Holy Ghost in this area. That's not necessary. Do it in the back room someplace. Try to axe out free worship. Trying to axe out the joy of God. But I tell you what, there's a real joy of God. Amen. And the earth shall be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord. Hallelujah. God prophesied that and he spoke. He said, the earth shall be filled. Whether Hank Hanegraaff teaches or not, doesn't matter. Amen. Whether some denomination wants to hear it or not, somebody said the Bible says the earth shall be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord. Somebody say glory of God. Amen. Glory of God. People aren't going to be ignorant forever. That's why God's teaching these things. Amen. Before, we just did it. We didn't have to know about it. We just didn't know what we were doing. People just called us ignorant until we found out that we could read and got in the Word and it was there all the time. Somebody say, I will be educated in the glory of God. Hallelujah. And claim that you're going to be one of those churches. You're going to be one of those people that will help God fill the earth with the knowledge of the glory of God. Amen.
My people perish for a lack of knowledge. They perish because they can't get to glory. They perish because they can't get to God. God will supply every one of your needs according to his riches in glory. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Thank God he's filling the earth first with revelation knowledge concerning these things. And sooner or later, people are going to start to hold on to it until they start, and they're going to start to believe it and process it. Then soon they're going to put their faith to it and start to walk in. Then things are going to start to happen. Yeah. Hallelujah. Somebody say, thank God.
Thank God.
Now listen, thou hast made known to me the ways of life. Glory to God. I tell you what, the joy of God has been my strength. It has been my shield. Glory to God. It helped me get through a lot of dark days. I've laughed my way out of a lot of stuff. And so can you. Hallelujah. Praise God that no devil in hell stole that revelation from you. Rejoice and be glad. Amen. Be of good cheer. For I believe God, it'll be even as it was told me. There are certain things all you got to do is cheer up and wait for it. Somebody say, praise God. Cheer up and wait it out. You'll win. Hallelujah. Oh, bless God. Hallelujah. You need to shout. When we saw that revelation, see, that one prophetically. Listen, one word for joy is just shout. You got to understand when they said shout. Listen, break forth into singing. Break forth into a supernatural Holy Ghost. Shout. Hallelujah. Shout. Glory to God. That means rejoice. They used to tell us, don't wait till the battle is over. Shout now. You know in the end you're going to win. Make the devil real mad. Amen. Let him know what you're going to do when you come out of this thing.
Amen.
Blessed be the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thou shalt make me what? Full of joy with what? Thy countenance. So when you see Jesus, and I prayed all day long. If you get to the throne of God, your countenance is going to be full of joy. Hallelujah. Listen, when Jesus was coming, listen, when they saw the star in the east, they all became filled with ancient joy just from the star that announced his coming. Somebody say, praise God. Hallelujah. God is greater than your head.
Amen.
I'm just not that way. Amen. God is. Somebody say, there's still joy. I just don't act that way. Thank God for ancient joy. It's a black thing. No, it's a God thing.
Amen.
Thank God for ancient joy. It's for everybody.
Amen.
Tidings of great joy. Woo! Somebody say great. Exceeding. Violent joy. Listen, the Bible says leap. You can leap. One word for joy is just to leap. What is that leaping? Why when people get happy, babies get happy, goody, they start leaping. Joy lifts you up. I believe that leaping only represents that you're about to go up in the spirit. Amen. Amen. Your flesh, amen, your flesh just getting brainwashed. I'm going to say praise God. For the joy that awaited him, Jesus knew he was about to go up. Somebody say praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. That's why you leap when you get joy. Amen. Joy doesn't take you down. Joy lifts you up. Amen. Up from the muck and the mire, he lifted me. Amen?
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. You're going to get happy whether you want to or not. Ha, 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 ha. Ha, 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 ha. You went to church, the first thing they had you speaking in tongues. Then they had you tithing. And now they said, I'm not allowed to be sad no more. Hallelujah. Tell Tommy, you get in the car. Tell Tommy, well, wait on the tongues a bit. Just smile. Ha, 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 ha. He will fill your heart and your tongue with laughter. And there are some things that you just need to laugh your way out of. This is God. Do you hear what I'm saying? Laugh in the face of the devil. Amen. We started laughing, when we were biting our fingernails over money. Amen. It was running from us. Amen. But we started laughing at it. It kept coming. Somebody say, praise God. Ha, 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 ha. We always do better when we rejoice, don't we? Praise the Lord. You're still going to get out of here on time. Hallelujah. Praise God. You can go right now. Just leave an offering at the door. Amen. Somebody say, praise the Lord. The Lord loveth a cheerful giver.
Somebody say praise God. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 5. All we're doing is just teaching the word. All we're doing is just teaching the word. There are a lot of people don't understand some things because they don't know God. Or God hadn't talked to them about certain things because they were closed to it. They thought they knew it all. And you think the thing you think you know, God will leave you alone on that issue. How can one preacher have revelation and such great revelation in one area and not even speak to them on another issue because they know it all in that area? Amen. But if you humble yourself in every area, say, God, I don't know nothing about this. Reveal this unto me. I mean, we've been laughing and enjoying God for a long time, and we were just doing it. And it was just basic season right here, just about a week ago. You know, we are somewhat fanatical. We're a fan of God, amen. But we're balanced and stable, amen. You know, and I got into the Word, and God showed that to my face, and I saw this joy, I saw this laughter, and how important this thing was. My Lord, I said, where have we been? And we've been in the forefront of a lot of the joy in several places, amen. And now I got a stronger biblical foundation than I've ever had before, amen. You know, I'm standing in the joy of God like I stand in my tongues today, amen, and convinced about it, and so also should you be, amen. Listen, who kept by the power of God through faith? Somebody say power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the what time? Oh, glory to God. Salvation ready to be revealed in the last time, which we are in, wherein we what? Oh, my. Wherein we what? We smile and get happy about it. They knew about something. This was way back there in the early church. Listen, therefore we greatly rejoice now, though now for a season, if need be, ye are in heavy through manifold temptations, the trial of your faith being much more precious than gold and that perishes, though it be tried with what? Might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus, whom having not seen ye love, in whom though now you see him not, yet believing ye do what? And then what happens? Even the salvation of your souls. Y'all, thank you, Rita. God bless you, Rita. She watches Copeland in the morning. Amen. See, y'all just think she's crazy. No, she's in overflow. This is about her 12th meeting. Amen. She's got Joyce, Creflo, Brother Copeland. Amen. So she's ready, and she believes it. Amen. She believes it. She believed it. Some of y'all are just trying to catch on there. Let me see where they're going. Amen. She's working these things, so she's excited about it. Amen. Listen. With joy unspeakable, full of glory. And in the Bible text, there are no breaks. There's no nine there anywhere. This all goes together, runs together. With joy unspeakable, full of glory, receiving the end of your faith. You can get to the point to where you've done all that you can do. Well, you believe God, you've heard heaven, you've tried God, amen, you've done everything you know how to do, there's nothing left to do. Therefore, receiving the end of your faith, somebody say, I'm going to laugh until I get it. I'm just going to stay cheerful, and I'm going to believe God. I'm not going to let the devil, I'm going to surround myself in the promise of God and the praise of God. I'm going to guard my heart, amen, and just rejoice because I know God's going to do exactly what he said he would do. Somebody say, amen. Start laughing by the end. By the time you'll get the air conditioning in the car. Amen. Somebody say, just laugh it up. Amen. Even the salvation of your souls. Now listen, in Nehemiah chapter 8, it's not 12:30 yet. In Nehemiah chapter 8, verse 10. Then he said unto them, go your ways, eat the fat and drink the sweet. Send portions unto them for whom nothing is prepared. For this is holy unto the Lord. Neither be ye sorry. Somebody say, stop being so sorry. So tired of sorry saints. Amen. Four. Stop looking all sorry. Amen.
Stop looking all sorry. Sorry for this, sorry for that, just sorry, sorry, sorry. Amen. For the joy of the Lord is your strength. Amen. Everybody quote that. Nehemiah chapter 8, verse 10. The joy of the Lord. The ancient joy of God, it is your strength. I'm going to close right around about here, but you need to hear this because the devil comes in like a flood, but the Lord wants to raise up a standard against him. Do you hear what I'm saying? Amen. And God's trying to reveal something to you. You're going to come out here a little bit stronger. Amen. You're going to act like you've been lifting weights or something. Amen. Because you're going to try something new on the devil. Somebody say praise God. He hideth my soul in the cleft of the rock. There are some places that God would, that the devil would love to chase you out of. Notice they were talking about temptations and trials and all these other things. They said, therefore rejoice. Why were they telling them to rejoice in the midst of all these trials and temptations? Why did Paul tell the people in the, I believe it was Acts chapter 27, amen, therefore rejoice, be of good cheer. For I believe God it'll be, even though it was told me, in the midst of all the mess, they tell people to get glad and rejoice. Listen, when you feel like everything's about to fall apart and you're about to lose it all at any time and you're about to lose your promise, you're about to lose your faith or anything, listen, that's the time to rejoice. Listen, the joy of the Lord is your strength. And that word strength means fortified place. There have been a lot of people that have been placed, that have been chased from things, amen, chased from promises, chased from visions, amen, chased out of their faith, amen. Why? Because they did not fortify themselves in the joy of the Lord. Amen. It's not enough just to get where God wants you to be and stand there by faith. I'm going to stand here by faith. Well, you better stand there with some faith and some joy. For the joy that awaited him. He hung on the cross for the joy that was. Listen, joy will keep you in places. Amen. Hallelujah. Some of you might feel that, hey, I'm about to give up. I'm about to explode. Laugh about it. You'll get some strength to stand a little bit longer. That joy, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. Basically, that word strength means fortified place. Stop letting the devil chase you to and fro everywhere. Amen. Resist the devil and he will flee. Well, how do you resist the devil? Laugh at him. Fortify yourself. I ain't going nowhere. Amen. You can fortify yourself to the point he said, he ain't budging. Amen. He's not going to go anywhere. I might as well go. Somebody say amen. Somebody say praise God. Amen. You're not fortified until you're cheerful about it and happy about it. Jesus was fortified to do the will of God. He said, therefore I delight. Amen. That word delight means I'm enjoying to do thy will. Amen. I'm fortified here. See, there are a lot of people that run off of ministry, run out from ministry assignments. Amen. Amen. Why does it say? Some people stop tithing, stop giving. Why? They haven't fortified themselves in it. Therefore, the Lord loveth a cheerful giver. Those that are glad about it to the point to where they're fortified in it. Ha ha. Ha ha. Ha ha. Only the thing that you're cheerful about, amen, and that you allow the God to saturate you in joy with, will you be fortified in. If you don't enjoy doing it, you don't allow God to give you the joy of the Spirit to do that thing, you won't be doing it long. That's why God anointed people with the oil of gladness and joy. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I believe those that are laughing will be the ones standing. Amen. You see a whole lot of people. Some are there, buckle. I'm going to stand here in faith. I ain't going nowhere. But that one that's sitting there laughing going to be the one that's fortified and reigning to the end. Yeah. Amen. We've outlasted a whole lot of serious ones. Amen. Whole lot more money than we had. Amen. Amen. Laughing when I saw them come. Laughing when I saw them go. Somebody say amen. Amen. Ha, 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 ha. Somebody say, what you going to do? I don't know. How are you going to work it out? I don't know. The joy of the Lord is your strength. Amen. By the time I catch my breath, it'll be all right. Why don't you stand where you are? Hallelujah. Psalm. Woo-hoo. No, I got two more I got to give you. I'm sorry. Sit down. This is the Lord's day. Anybody worried about you? Hallelujah. Somebody say, thank God. Hallelujah. Thou wilt show me the path of life. Psalm chapter 16, verse 11. Why is this word going forth? Why is this word going? This is a word of God. This ain't no game. This ain't no nursery rhyme. This is a word of God for you. Amen. Amen. Listen, this is how you overcome by the word of God. Amen. You better hold on to this word. Amen. You're going to need it. Amen. Listen. Thou wilt show me the path of life. And we understand what that path is. Somebody say the path of joy. Psalm chapter 16, verse 11. Thou wilt show me the path of life. In thy presence is fullness of joy. I'm backing up the path of life again. Okay. In thy presence is the fullness of joy. At thy right hand is pleasure forevermore. Hallelujah. Everybody waiting to hit a number? Amen. Thank God I found a way out. The path of life, the joy of God. Last but not least, Psalm chapter 27, verse 4. We're going to pick this up again tonight. Amen. One thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. We're so quick to want to run out of his temple. We want to have all the blessings of David. Amen. Hallelujah. But we want to run like those disciples did when Jesus was on the cross. Amen. We want to have the anointing of David. Amen. But David said, one thing have I desired. I don't want to do anything else, that I might dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, just to behold the beauty of the Lord. Somebody say, praise God. What do you want to run to heaven for, amen, when you can't pray for 15 minutes? You got a problem you need to get delivered from. You need to have the Holy Ghost come on you and burn you for a while. Burn that mess out of you. Today is the Lord's day. Hallelujah. Seeker friendly. Depends on what you're seeking. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. But you're going to remain strong in God and the power of his might, and you're going to reign and you're going to win, because God wants to do some things through you. And every once in a while, he's going to have to shake your flesh and work some things out of you, that he might be able to do what he wants to do. He's got to change some things. We want God to do everything, but we don't want him to change anything. Glory to God. Amen. Don't expect God to move in your life if you're not going to allow him to rearrange any of your furniture, any of your time schedule. I mean, you got to be open to God. Allow him to take your heart. And if he wants to stick you to a wall for 5 days, let him do it. Set me free. Created me a clean heart and renew a right, willing. Somebody say right, willing spirit in me. That means a yielded spirit to the things of God and to the presence of God. Amen. Stop telling God what he's going to do, when he's going to do it, and how he's going to do it. Amen. You better be willing to the spirit of the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Stop calling the shots. You don't know where you're going. He does, and only he can get you there. Wonder why you're weak. The joy of the Lord is your strength. Glory to God. Somebody say, praise God. One thing have I desired. See, I wouldn't have got there if I didn't read this one scripture. Amen. One thing have I desired of the Lord, that I might seek after thee, that I might dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. For in the time of trouble, somebody say, in the time of trouble, he will hide me. See, you notice that one time when we're in trouble, we want God to hide us in a pavilion. But when it's all right, we don't want to be anywhere around that pavilion. That's the thing that gets me about church folks sometimes. You get some saints, you can tell, well, something must be going wrong in their life. Amen. They're hiding in the pavilion. Amen. See, if you're in there, if you get to the place, amen. See, we need to be to the place where we have one thing I might desire to be in the house of God. I'm in the house of God because I want to be in here, not because I'm afraid the sky's about to fall on me. Amen. Help me one more time, Jesus. Listen, if you live this way, listen, for in the time of trouble, there are times of trouble that are coming. Amen.
But people need to be prepared for times of trouble. Do you hear what I'm saying? There are going to be some situations coming, some things coming, and people's faith will be shaken. Amen. And if they had been in here just listening about the joy of God, the presence of God, amen, in the time of trouble, then he would be able to hide them in a pavilion. Why are you falling apart? Because you have nothing to hide yourself in. You didn't even know where it was. When God was out there giving instructions how to get there, you missed the directions. There's a place where God wants us to go. Amen. He leads them by his spirit. Amen. And God will always tell us what's about to go down before it actually goes down, so that when it happens, hey, we're okay. Amen. For in the time of trouble, he shall hide me in his pavilion. Listen, times of trouble do come. But we need to be hid in the joy of God. Yeah. We need to be hid in the joy. Somebody say, hid. In the time of trouble, he shall hide me in his pavilion. And that place of pavilion, that pavilion is that fortified place. The joy of the Lord is your strength. And I'm here to prophesy and tell you by the Spirit of God, amen, hide yourself in the joy of God. Don't listen to what everybody else is saying. In the secret of his tabernacle, he shall hide me. That's when he'll set you up upon a rock. And that means stability. You're going to be stable and full of joy. Amen. That little thing that people say, joy people, Holy Ghost people, those laughter people are nothing but silly, unstable people. Listen, you're going to be set on a rock. Amen. Somebody say, praise God. Why don't you stand up right where you are? It wasn't that long, was it? How many are you going to be hidden in that secret place? In the time of trouble, hide yourself in the joy of the Lord, which is your strength. Hallelujah. Just pray for 3 seconds. Hallelujah. Ooh, the devil is a liar, but God is exalted. Somebody say amen. Ooh, you're in a good place. You're at a right place. You're at a place that's about to blossom. Hallelujah. You're at a place that's about to blossom. God's about to move. Amen. You've got great seeds in there. Don't you move from your place. Amen. You better anchor yourself in the joy of God. Amen. Don't allow the devil to shake you. Somebody say amen. Ha, 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 ha. Shele bumbada ha, sana humba. Say, I will be full of joy. I will be full of faith. I'll be full of the strength of God. In Jesus' name. Langanama. The earth shall be full and filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord, just like the waters, which represents the Spirit, covers the sea. I've enjoyed being with y'all this morning. This has been a good day. It's only just begun. And when you start to act on this thing, you watch what God does. Woohoo. Hallelujah. The wind, there's going to be a wind blowing. Amen. We had a vision, amen, of this fire that was coming. Amen. And different people were in this fire. Some were being consumed. Some were just stuck in a corner and couldn't move around. They couldn't do anything. Amen. But there were some that were walking in the fire. Amen. Like nothing ever happened. They were able to function, serve, and live and reign. Amen. Why? Because they were prepared. Amen. They were prepared. Amen. We won't be shocked. Amen. Hallelujah, when these things start to take place. We're going to receive this morning's offering. Somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The Lord loveth a cheerful giver. Somebody say amen. Amen. Chase all your fears away and be cheerful. Amen. God is good. Amen. The blessing of the Lord maketh rich, and he addeth absolutely no sorrow. No sorrow with it. Amen. Hallelujah. Somebody say, I delight to do thy will. Hallelujah. Mix your offering with cheer. We've already taught on that this morning. Just mix your offering with cheer and mix it with joy. Fortify yourself in joy. When the devil comes to you lying and say, hey, you could, you know, you don't need to do that. Amen. You don't need to do that. Amen. Here you go again. They just want your money. You know, you got so much of it, you know. Hallelujah. Amen. Laugh at it. Somebody say amen. Laugh at it. Many of your financial state and your financial condition will only change, amen, as you alter it with God's grace on your giving. And many people are not going to be able to give until they first offer up joy. Amen. Until you get to the point where God is in control and you start to laugh about things. Amen. And laugh at your wallet and laugh at your checkbook. Laugh at that mess. Amen. Amen. And give it up to Jesus. Amen. Then he'll start to move on it. So some of you have already elevated yourself to, hey, it's good to give offerings, and it does come back. Hallelujah. We've learned that. Amen. How many of you have learned that? Amen. Amen. Give, and it comes back to you, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. It does come back. Amen. Amen. Don't let me, what do y'all call it when you say that you front somebody? Amen. Don't let me front you about God's giving. Amen. Now listen, now the other thing we want, some of you that are already moving in that area, I want you to add to it joyfulness and cheerfulness. Study these scriptures in concern of your giving in Jesus' name. Hold that offering up high in the air. If you need an offering envelope, we have it. Amen. Praise God. Talk to your money. If you need a seed, we'll give it to you. Amen. If you need seed, give it to you. If you don't have any, talk to your hand or whatever it is. Amen. Say, I'm thank God for you.
I thank God for you.
Say, I thank God for you.
Thank God for you.
Hallelujah. I'm sending you out.
You will
come back again in Jesus' name. You better believe that. Say, you will come back again. You will accomplish what I sent you to do. Hallelujah. I will see you again. And those of you that are seeing your seed again, rejoice in God. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Send you out. You come back again in Jesus' name. Why don't you come on and bring that up right now in Jesus' name. We'll be here tonight. We'll be here tonight at 7 o'clock. Amen. 6:30 prayer. Somebody say praise God for that. Hallelujah. Wednesday night, we're going to be here at 7 o'clock. We're going to be on this Holy Ghost. We're going to be on this Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Teaching for a bit. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. But you better put it in practice. It won't do you any good until you put it into practice. Put on some good music. Make our visitors feel welcome. Tell them, please come back again in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise God.